The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
In the news, Philadelphia police releasing these images of these most wanted suspects accused of assaulting police officers as police search for these two guys accused of attacking an officer during the Eagles Super Bowl celebrations in Center City that happened last Sunday night. So it happened just before 11 p.m. Broad and Chestnut Streets. The suspect struck the officer in the head as the officer was on a motorcycle monitoring the crowds. One suspect, they say, and you can see their images, they're posted all over. We can post it. We can tweet it out or X it out too. But the one guy is wearing a Devontae Smith jersey and the other dressed in all black. So they're asking if you recognize these suspects, if you know who did that, 215-686-8477, which is 686-TIPS. It's the Crime Stoppers tip line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we talked about it this time around. They made a lot of arrests, and they're charging everybody, I think, appropriately with things like aggravated assault.
Yeah, nice to see.
So
no complaints here.
Yeah, so we have that one going on today as they search for those two guys. We have on the main line in the suburbs, these two clerks, two women, at a district court. This is Lower Merion. They're accused by authorities of just pocketing nearly $7,500 in fines that were paid by drivers. You know, when you pay for your speeding ticket or parking violations, other issues, and then some of them dismissed the cases to actually avoid suspicion. So we're getting this from the Montgomery County Prosecutor's Office. And they say these crimes are going to be personally, the DA, Kevin Steele, who we know, is prosecuting these, that they diverted the money meant for state-run funds that would support individuals like emergency workers and spared negligent drivers, including those driving without a license or maybe even driving without insurance, which, as you know, that's a big one and brings in a big fine.
Mm-hmm.
So the two people in the individuals accused, 58-year-old Lisa Chopa and 55-year-old Patricia Althaus, they are charged with theft, tampering with public records, a whole slew of other related crimes in connection with the scheme. And police and investigators, this is Lower Merion again, Montgomery County, say they ran this all the way from about 10 months of last year. That's when they were accused of running that little scam.
You know, if you just got a job, you wouldn't have to spend 10 months stealing $7,500. You could have eclipsed that number big time if you actually just, you know, perhaps got a job or found a skill you were good at. Assuming that these people are unemployed, but
no, that's just the case that these were, one is the court's senior clerk and office supervisor.
Oh, it's happening internally.
It's allegedly an inside job.
Oh, okay.
So the one woman is the court's senior clerk. You know, like when you go and they say,
yeah,
they say, all right, we won't give you, you know, we won't, we'll lessen the charges, but you still have to pay the $80 fine
because
they want the cash.
Right. No points or on your license, but just they want the cash. Yeah.
So, no, these were individuals who were trusted, who were well known. And like I say, the court's senior clerk and office supervisor, so a managerial position. And then the other suspect charged, the other woman is a clerk working beneath her. So they were directing employees in the office to give the one, the boss, if you will, the manager in the office, the cash payments from all those traffic citations and issue people handwritten receipts.
Handwritten receipts. Ah. It's like Lloyd and Dumb and Dumber. Here's a bunch of IOUs in a suitcase. You know, if we've had Kevin Steele in the studio, we've had him on the shows, you know, for the bike ride. He's a big bike rider for the Bend to the Shore tour. I might shoot Kevin a text and be like, do you need a personal Montgomery County Doge? I'll head that up. Pro bono, actually.
Yeah, so this is one, you know, they're charged and they're saying that they're throwing the book at these two women.
Good.
It's funny to me, every one of these cases, and it seems like we've had a bunch over the past year or two. They're all women in these suspects or those convicted, all women.
It's just confirming my suspicion that men are the superior gender.
Or that you should watch out for me because maybe I'm the one that everybody thinks is the nice mom, would never steal.
Well, I mean,
do you know what I mean?
The grammar jar is still loaded with cash, so we're working on the honor system here.
But we've got that going on. Well, we have a federal. Are you talking about Tulsi in your big take?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
So the big headline is Tulsi is in. How about that? This U.S. Senate, I should say, has confirmed former Representative Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi. I have to say Lieutenant Colonel because do you notice we're the only ones who says Lieutenant Colonel in the Army?
Is that right?
In the media, in the mainstream media, it just seems as if they call her a former rep or a former representative.
Former representative, yeah.
You know?
Did anybody else notice yesterday that she was dressed like Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians?
Or that she looks like Rogue.
Yeah, she looked very villainous yesterday. It was a very attractive look. I was in.
No, I think Trump was thrilled. And Trump probably also thrilled by the fact that a federal judge in Boston, Massachusetts, clearing the way for federal workers to accept those buyouts. So 73,000 workers, that's the number that we're given, that 73,000 federal workers have accepted the buyout, and this means 8 months full pay. I know that there was another lawsuit filed late, so maybe we'll see how this is being tested once again. But as of this point, 73,000 workers accepting it. The union speaking out, saying that this is wrong, and as well saying to the workers and telling other workers, you're not going to get the money. Mm. You're not going to get the full 8 months pay until next October 1st. Mm. So that's the claim on that one. So we have that one going on. The big story for us here, and I know we'll talk about this a lot today, but just pay attention, especially for morning and afternoon commuters, because the road closures, because the city is preparing for 1 million at least people to come and celebrate the Eagles, the champions, the Eagles, big parade. So even though the parade does not begin officially until 11 a.m., those road closures, many roads and streets across Philadelphia, I know, including Kelly Drive, they begin this evening.
So are we going to have an issue getting into our setup tomorrow, whether it's you, Dawn, or us here at the studio?
No.
Okay.
I usually when they close things down around Aiken's Oval or the Art Museum for these types of events, even if you're stopped by police, let's say on Kelly Drive, that you show pass.
Let me just give you a piece of advice, Miss Stendlin, Miss Foreman, before the show starts. You might want to give yourself a little time tomorrow to make sure you know where you're going, get yourself situated, so we can. So you're right here at 6 a.m. to give us news.
I'm always.
We start at 6 a.m.
Thank you.
I'm also thinking about it when we get done at 10 o'clock, right? Because that we're going to be close to the parade officially starting. And for all of us at 2400 Market, I mean, it's two or three little quick left-hand turns and a right-hand turn, and
they're
back on the interstate.
You'll be fine.
Because they love to shut it down right by the train station.
Yes.
You ever notice that little intersection is always shut down when there's something going on?
There might be detours, but you'll get out of the city. Relax.
I'm just going to floor it. Get out of the way.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have trouble getting out. I think that for people coming into the city after 10 a.m., that'll be rough.
Yeah.
I think that one will be rough.
1 million people, huh?
That's what they're
at
saying they're preparing for.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be more.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I mean, a Friday on a holiday weekend. This is going to be, and this one, there's a lot of notice. The one in 18, it was like they won, and then like 2 days later, it was the parade.
Friday, Valentine's Day, Monday, President's Day.
This is 5 days later.
Right. I mean, there's probably a lot of people out there that are off Thursday through Tuesday of next week, pretty much from today until Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because of President's Day holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Got that.
Yep.
Hey, we are sponsored by D&K Appliances. Family-owned and operated, offers industry-leading brands like Bosch, GE Profile, Speed Queen, KitchenAid, Sub-Zero, and more. Their staff are local experts guiding you through all the sales, delivery, installation, as well as service. Visit D&K Appliances in Newtown Square and Flowertown or dkappliances.com. So, yes, Sixers lost again, by the way, fifth in a row.
That's the worst.
196.
Good God.
55 degrees.
Send in Doge for them.
I try to, sneak that one in as it's so depressing. But, you know, so Maxey and Embiid didn't even play last night.
Shocking,
yeah.
But today, 55 degrees, and the rain and fog will clear. We'll see a peak of the sun, but 39, a little bit breezy, but very sunny tomorrow for the big parade. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:14 Thursday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by First bank, take it or leave it, a winning Wednesday on the Hill. You know, the news cycle these days is ever-changing. Headlines are rising every minute. Lead stories changing by the hour. Trump has 4 years, but you would think that this administration has 4 months with the warp speed in which they are operating. The Democrats and the media, they can barely keep up with the talking points like constitutional crisis or Elon Musk is the co-president. It's chaos. It's chaotic. Before Trump, Doge, ICE, and the rest of Trump's staff are two stories ahead in the news cycle against their tag team rivals. And yesterday was no different. As confirmations were happening and progress was being made at a dizzying rate, MSNBC and the lamestream media, they were still falling all over themselves about Elon Musk bringing his kid to work and dubbing him the actual president of the country. Listen and watch this.
Elon Musk and his co-president Donald Trump have spent the first 3 weeks of their presidency attempting a full assault on the separated powers of the Constitution.
He seems to be acting as Trump's co-commander-in-chief.
And that Elon Musk is acting like a co-president.
Trump's, you know, billionaire co-president.
He's operating as a co-president, and he was elected by no one.
Elon Musk as his co-president, fielding questions alongside him in the Oval Office.
It was striking to see Musk standing, the attention of the room seemingly oriented around him.
And the person who is helping him do that stood over Donald Trump in the White House today, thereby delivering a picture of presidential subservience, the likes of which we have never seen.
The scene itself was bizarre. You had Musk in his MAGA hat, dressed all in black, a long coat that looked almost like a cape.
It's just remarkable. While they are all slobbering over themselves with Trump and Musk and Little X, Trump and his administration have already hammered out two or three executive orders, brokering peace deals. Now Trump and his staff trying to fix the world of golf. It's unbelievable. Here's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt responding to the press about Elon Musk and his role within the administration. Listen and watch.
Does Elon Musk have power of the presidency?
Absolutely not.
Right.
That's a ridiculous question.
I asked that question because, you know, the Democrats have been hurling insults at Elon Musk, hurling attacks, calling him President Musk. Most recently, Jamie Raskin, the congressman, took it a step further, calling for Musk's impeachment, saying that he somehow usurped the power of the presidency. What's your response?
It's utterly ridiculous. Elon Musk addressed this in the Oval Office yesterday. The president addressed it as well. Elon Musk is serving at the pleasure of the president, just like everybody else on this team. He takes directives directly from the president of the United States. And I think some of the comments that you referred to are nothing more than a failed attempt from the media and from Democrats to try to sow division in this White House. We saw them do it in the first term. We're not going to let them do it in the second term. This is a unified team who is working at the pleasure of the president to do what's right for the American people.
Caroline Leavitt holding court at 27 years old. Before taking questions, however, the White House press secretary extinguished the left's latest DNC talking point, that being the phrase constitutional crisis. Listen and watch.
Now, before I take questions, I would like to address an extremely dishonest narrative that we've seen emerging over the past few days. Many outlets in this room have been fear-mongering the American people into believing there is a constitutional crisis taking place here at the White House. I've been hearing those words a lot lately. But in fact, the real constitutional crisis is taking place within our judicial branch, where district court judges in liberal districts across the country are abusing their power to unilaterally block President Trump's basic executive authority. We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law. And they have issued at least 12 injunctions against this administration in the past 14 days, often without citing any evidence or grounds for their lawsuits. This is part of a larger concerted effort by Democrat activists and nothing more than the continuation of the weaponization of justice against President Trump.
And whether it's constitutional crisis or words like chaos and chaotic, Americans aren't being distracted this time around by the Democrats and their hissy fits and stink bombs. From Tulsi to Pete Hegseth to Trump with resolutions in Russia, it was a very busy day yesterday, and we begin with the Director of National Intelligence, because it's official, Tulsi Gabbard is in. From being under surveillance by the Biden administration to now controlling national intelligence. Quite the turnaround for Tulsi Gabbard, the Senate confirming her yesterday, 52-46. Only one Republican voted no. Who would that be? Well, that would be Mitch McConnell, the same man who has been freezing up, falling down, needing wheelchairs and walkers to get into government vehicles. That Mitch McConnell. The Republican poster boy for term limits. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman has voted for some of Donald Trump's selections, but he was also a no for Gabbard as well. Fetterman also voted no to Pete Hegseth, despite a long private sit-down conversation together. But that didn't derail Pete Hegseth, the new boss of the Pentagon, laying out the framework yesterday for what Ukraine will and won't get in their battle with Russia and what their future with NATO looks like. Listen and watch.
We want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Chasing this illusionary goal will only prolong the war and cause more suffering. A durable peace for Ukraine must include robust security guarantees to ensure that the war will not begin again. This must not be Minsk 3.0. That said, the United States does not believe that NATO membership for Ukraine is a realistic outcome of a negotiated settlement. Instead, any security guarantee must be backed by capable European and non-European troops. If these troops are deployed as peacekeepers to Ukraine at any point, they should be deployed as part of a non-NATO mission, and they should not be covered under Article 5.
So to recap, Mr. Zelensky, no return to your 2014 borders, no NATO membership, no U.S. troops in Ukraine, and no more American bankrolling of your military ventures. This is what we've all been asking for, and this is how it's done. Peace through strength. But I also believe Trump's ability to massage egos like Putin and Xi is what makes him good at brokering these deals. He kind of knows how to stroke these maniacs, and he doesn't care if the media claims that he's their puppet, because it's actually the other way around when you think about it. And in regards to Russia-Ukraine, Trump posted the following on Truth Social yesterday saying, quote, "We want to stop the millions of deaths taking place in the war with Russia and Ukraine. President Putin even used my word very strongly, my campaign motto of common sense. We both believe very strongly in it. We agreed to work together very closely, including visiting each other's nations. We have also agreed to have our respective teams to start negotiations immediately, and we will begin by calling President Zelensky to inform him of the conversation, something which I will be doing right now," end quote. Russia invaded Ukraine, hard to believe, almost 3 years ago, February 24th, 2022. We're just about 11 days away, a mere week and a half from a three-year-long war with America's involvement. Biden couldn't end it. Would anybody be shocked if it's over in the next 12 days? A ceasefire at any moment? We already had the ceasefire in the Middle East. Breaking news earlier this morning, Hamas has agreed to release all of the hostages leading up to Trump's Saturday noon deadline. It's pretty remarkable if you think about it. The only thing for the media to pick at right now, beyond once they get past the whole Doge concept, is the economy. And of course, yesterday, they were. Inflation up for January, even though Donald Trump was in charge for all of 9 days. So, of course, it's his fault. More on that in the coming days, weeks, and months until the results begin to occur. But it was also a good day for Bobby, as RFK Jr. cleared another hurdle and now sits just one vote away from taking over Health and Human Services. That coming up later this morning at 10:30 a.m. The vote yesterday going in his favor, 53-47, as he cleared the Senate, falling along party lines. His confirmation hearing, as we just mentioned, coming up this morning. But if all goes as expected, Bobby is in. And we now have two dynamics in play. The Trump team is trying to fix everything that they deem broken, as if they are leaving for good when school's out this summer. The Democrats and the media, they're fixated on creating hysteria, trying to sow division, pit Trump administration member against Trump, as they can't really pick apart the flaws in or the downside of the policies that Trump ran on and is now enacting at record speeds. They can only fearmonger They can only shout from the hilltops as America's big shakeup continues, piece by piece, department by department, dollar for dollar, day by day. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by First Bank. If you are ready to drive your business and boost success, well, how about trusting a local partner? Count on First Bank for personalized support and smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. 855-839-1210, the number if you want to jump in, let your comments rip in the YouTube chat. And, of course, also on social media at 1210 WPHT. It's Kale and Company, Nick, Dawn, and Greg. Back after this here on a Thursday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company Podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Said, girls, find 1210 or find one of our FM dials down the hall here for music or sports. They'd have no clue.
Well, that's a bad job out of you.
They have no idea. If it's not on an app or on a streaming service or a YouTube or an iPad, they don't know anything. Channel 3, Channel 6, Channel 10, Channel 29, numbers mean zero to them in this day and age. That's a bad job. I'm going to have a meeting with myself after the show today.
That's a bad job out of you.
Indeed. 855-839-1210. All right, Dawn. So yesterday, very busy day. Tulsi's in. Bobby's coming up today. Linda McMahon's coming up today. Zelensky comes to the realization that Pete Hegseth is drying out his slush fund. And Trump is brokering peace deals with Russia to the tune of 90-minute phone calls with Putin. And he says, oh, by the way, I'll let Zelensky know about it, too, as soon as I get done giving my instructions to my official Truth Social poster as she sits there and types on her laptop. Because remember, we played you the video of how Trump narrates his messages to be blasted out on social media. Your thoughts yesterday, what stood out to you highlight-wise?
Well, I think that when Mark Fogel, the other night, when Trump stood with Mark Fogel, the Pennsylvania history teacher, who they negotiated this with, this release from the Russian prison after 3.5 years, I felt that Trump, you could tell by the way he was speaking and even by the way they wrote the news release, that this was much more, although on its face was wonderful and a blessing to bring him home, especially after knowing the full story of his, you know, 95-year-old mom personally saying to Trump, bring my son home, mm-hmm. and that whole thing. So I think that that's beautiful to me, that in essence, Mark Fogel can always feel that, I don't know, you know, he suffered for 3.5 years in that prison, 400 injections of whatever, 100 days hospitalized in a Russian, you know, prison hospital. But the fact that perhaps the negotiation involving his release helped facilitate the end of this bloody, costly war with more than 1 million casualties on both sides, which we don't talk about enough.
I know.
You know, and Trump talks about it every single time. I mean, his whole thing is, really, we want to continue this, and how many more have to die?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody talk. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about 1 million men and boys and sons and husbands, oh my goodness.
I mean, this war started, Dawn, before this show was created. I mean, that's how long this thing has been going on now. February of 2022, I hadn't even flown up here for an interview. That's how long that this ridiculous fight has gone on for. I mean, I wasn't even talking. I wasn't even in this format at that point.
But WPHC was here.
Yes.
For the record.
Correct. It's just wild to me. And then, you know, you look at what's happening here is, and I played you that montage yesterday of all the MSNBC people saying the same exact thing. Maybe that's why their ratings are so bad, because if the person that's on in the morning says the same thing with the person that's on in the middle of the day and then the afternoon and then the evening and then the primetime hours, what's the point of just rolling out the same people or different people with the same cliche talking point?
People could say that about this station.
Well, that's true. You can say that about pretty much any format at all. But you look at this stretch run that he's on. So Fogle gets out. You have now the Associated Press about an hour ago with a breaking news headline. Hamas says it will release Israeli hostages as planned on Saturday, apparently resolving a major dispute that threatened the Gaza ceasefire deal. I mean, we could have a 12-day stretch here between now and, let's just say, February 24th. Russia-Ukraine is done. Israel-Hamas is done. I would say the Middle East far more likely and far further along as far as advanced steps, short of what you do with Gaza as far as the property itself, the land, and where you stick the Palestinians. But other than that, ceasefire, no more fighting, all of the Americans, all of the Jews released, all of the the Palestinian prisoners or terrorists, whatever it might be, potentially released. And then I'm watching yesterday, Trump has a meeting with the PGA Tour Commission or Jay Monahan, where they're close to getting a deal done with LIV Golf, which Trump is a business partner of, who's in bed with the Saudis running this operation. And Trump tells Rory McIlroy, I like the PGA Tour better than my own format. And by the way, Trump's golf properties host LIV Tour events. He's going to fix golf, the Middle East, and Russia, Ukraine in a 10-day stretch where Joe Biden can't even find where his dentures are to eat his chocolate chip ice cream.
Peace and prosperity.
He's working at speeds, and I'm not saying this to blow smoke up his keister. I can't even keep up. Like, I'm now writing my big takes at 5:30 instead of 3:30 because I know Trump might say something at 4:30 where everything becomes dated.
Yeah, even Don Jr. and Kai, I don't know if you watch her little podcast, and she's so cute, but Don Jr. and his daughter Kai were on the golf cart talking about the fact that Trump just gets no sleep. They're exhausted.
It's amazing what
you can
exhausted. Do.
They're exhausted. The 17-year-old's exhausted.
If you're awake 19 hours a day, you can get a lot of things accomplished.
And I think Elon Musk is the same way.
Right.
I think a lot of the people in that administration are the same way. So,
well, Elon's hopped up on ketamine. That's probably why he doesn't sleep.
I don't know what it is, but yeah. I mean,
unbelievable.
It's wonderful, though.
It is.
And then we have to watch the media as they react or just don't react.
Or don't react. That's correct.
So watch for your LIV Golf thing. Watch them today. Wait for it. They'll say, oh, look at this. He's talking about golf and he has a personal interest. This is a conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they'll say.
They'll try to spin it. You're right. I want to get to this clip. I thought this was pretty interesting. Yahoo News was the source of the story where I found this. The Obama Bros on Doge is the headline. Some of the stuff we should have done is the quote. We'll play you the clip in a minute. Former aides to President Barack Obama admitted on an episode of Pod Save America that they should have done, quote, some of the stuff President Donald Trump is doing with the Department of Government Efficiency. When discussing DOGE's initiatives to cut federal spending, the, quote, Obama bros admitted to lamenting their situation. John Lovett, former Obama speechwriter, implied, quote, he didn't know that they could make government so efficient, and goes on to say a bunch of other things. We're going to play this for you now. Phil Omquist, if you could, clip K1.
And also, as much as I want to throw all of Trump's campaign promises in his face, like the price of eggs is not down, you have not ended the war in Ukraine, et cetera, you said he'd do it in 24 hours. I think most voters get that it was a shtick and they're going to give him some time to actually get things done.
Trump is he is moving so fast. They are doing a lot. It's not just the perception of it. They hit the ground running in a serious way. It's like genuinely impressive in a dark and sinister way, but it's nonetheless impressive. And if you're turning on the news every day and hearing about all these different things Trump is doing and all the different criticisms coming out of it, you may not like all of it, but like in comparison to how people felt about Joe Biden being basically absent I imagine for a lot of people, it's a welcome change.
The energy, and he's signing things, and he's affected all that. I think that is playing extraordinarily well.
It's like, you don't want to seem like you're opposed to government efficiency, but obviously now they're just rampaging through like the government Venmo and shutting it off left and right.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just lamenting our situation.
Me too. No, I love it. I felt the same way because I've seen the messaging memos, and it's like, you know, the young people, Gen Z, they like Doge and what Elon's doing because, you know, they see government as sclerotic and inefficient, and they like the move fast and break things ethos, and they want to get stuff done, and they like the results. And it's like, yes, of course, we all want that. We all know that government is slow. We all know that government can be inefficient. We all know that the bureaucracy can be bloated. We all worked in the White House. We tried to reorganize the government. We tried to find efficiency. It's hard to do.
And honestly, some of this is pretty annoying because it's some of the stuff we should have done.
Right, yeah.
You know, you could do some of this.
And then you just got to talk Gen Z to him. You're like, I could dig these Doja Cats.
Okay. Oh, my God. No. That was horrible.
Oh, no.
So pretty interesting that you've got three guys that are pro-Obama and relatively anti-Trump saying, yeah, you're right. It's not a right-wing media talking point that, no, the Trump administration did hit the ground running on day one, and they are operating at warp speed. But it's the old adage, when there's a will, there's a way. Like, you can sit there and lament the fact that, boy, well, we tried to do it, or we should have done a little bit more. Obama wanted to kind of clean out the bureaucracy. No, he didn't. I mean, the guy was basically the president for three terms, his 8 years plus Joe Biden's 4 years. We know Joe wasn't calling the shots. And you just have to have the gumption to try to do what Elon and Trump are doing now. And I was having this conversation with my mother-in-law last night. She was actually very cordial. She was actually low-key.
Uh-oh.
She was good.
Yeah, something's up.
She might be dying. I don't know.
I
don't know. Maybe she just wants to suck up to me in her own weird way because, it kills her to admit that Trump won. And she was like, well, I was getting these emails, I get these little email updates from the morning call. I'm like, all right, so you're getting your news from the morning call. I got you. I'm jotting this down. She's like, what? She goes, I'm like, nothing. She goes, no, I can sense the sarcasm. I'm like, well, you're going to talk to me about Trump based on what the Allentown Morning Call wrote in the newspaper. Okay, but that's fine. So she's talking about it, and she goes, now granted, I only read a couple of paragraphs, and I could be way off here. It's her way of diffusing so that if I give her the actual reality, we don't get into a shouting match. And she's saying, I like what he's doing with blah, 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 blah. And then she says to me about Russia and Ukraine. She goes, I just want to know if he gets this deal accomplished. I want to know what Trump got out of this deal. What did Trump benefit from this? And I'm thinking, like, is this your way of still arguing with me over Trump? Are you basically implying that unless you know all the specifics, that you think something shady is going on here and you would rather see the war continue to go on as opposed to peace because Trump was able to broker it? I just look at all of this and I told her, I said, look, Doge can have a tremendous run for 18 months. They could trim the deficit by $1 trillion. I don't know if $2 trillion is possible, but if they accomplish 50% of their goals, that's great. But I told her, unless MAGA Republicans, and I'm not talking about rhinos, I'm not talking about the old guard GOP, unless Trump has a great 4 years, Republicans maintain control for another 4 years, and perhaps even another 4 years, it's going to take three or four terms to truly achieve what Trump wants to do, right? Like I told her this last night. I said, if Trump's one and done and a Democrat gets back in, whatever success Trump had in eliminating bureaucracy and the fourth unelected state of government, it's all going to go back to the way it used to be. So you need to have a really long stretch of power and control for this to be pulled off. And I was telling her about the Pod Save America bros, and she goes, yeah, I can't lie. He's working his ass off. I might not agree with all of it, but it's a stark contrast from the last 4 years.
That's good. To defend your mother-in-law, though, Trump did say the other night that, that they basically agreed to give the U.S. that, what was it, like $500 billion worth of rare earth minerals, which we need, which we could use, and then security in Europe.
Right.
So there is that.
Well, speaking of what those guys were actually saying was that cutting waste and fraud and spending used to be a Democrat policy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old enough to remember Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Barack Obama,
sure,
when they actually ran on cutting deficits and cutting this. There's something called receipts that we have from past Democratic administrations, excuse me,
okay,
where they actually said that this was a good thing. Roll it.
This report tells us how to cut waste,
you can
cut
see the,
red tape,
you can wow. see the video,
streamline
on YouTube,
the bureaucracy,
1997.
Change procurement rules,
change
the personnel rules, and create a government that works better and costs less.
I've read it, and where it says the president should, the president will.
Among the 800 recommendations, eliminating 12% of the federal workforce, merging some government agencies like the FBI, the DEA, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Constitutional crisis.
Of government offices outside Washington.
From the day I took office, one of the commitments that I made to the American people was that we would do a better job here in Washington in rooting out wasteful spending. We thought that it was entirely appropriate for our governments and our agencies to try to root out waste, large and small, in a systematic way. It means cutting some programs that I think are worthy, but we may not be able to afford right now. A lot of the action is in Congress and legislative, but in the meantime, we don't need to wait for Congress in order to do something about wasteful spending that's out there. We haven't seen as much action out of Congress as we'd like, and that's why we launched on our own initiative the campaign to cut waste.
Oh.
We're going to keep on finding every possible way that we can do that, even if Congress is not acting. There you go.
So if you think about this, from the mid-90s to the mid to late 2000s, Donald Trump is no different than some of the old guard Democrats, not just on DOGE, government efficiency, the bureaucracy, but also the border, illegal aliens, things like that. Remember all those clips we played from 1996?
Yep.
I mean, it's so what changed, right? And this is why I try to, and Don, I want to get your thoughts on this. This is why I try not to engage in arguments with my mother-in-law, because I keep telling her, Trump is no different than the Democrat Party of 25, 30 years ago. You're still caught up in the old guard Republican Party and the way they operated. This is a the political realignment in this country is staggering in the last 25 years. And if people are not consuming it like we do and live it and breathe it, their talking points and what both parties represent are completely outdated. It's like they're still reading from the second edition of the textbook. There's been five updates to that textbook in the last 25 years.
Yeah. So my answer to it is Democrats have tried, Republicans have tried. They all knew about this creepy cave. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't really know that much about it.
But
now
I'm
like, I want to go to Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
You want to go? They have like this underground lake.
Can we do a remote from there?
There was an article written about it from
Washington Post.
2014.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. Now I've read it. I'm obsessed. And you can go, you can look at, they have their videos, you know, like their professional video where they take you on a tour with the guy in the golf cart. They have all that. They have this underground lake where that's how they heat and cool. And it's amazing. Nobody wants to work there. They're miserable because they're 230 feet down and it's like dark and nasty.
They actually tell you, you're not going to see sunlight. It's a good job. You'll get good pay.
It's kind of like here in our studios.
Yeah, but you're not going to see sunlight.
And it's 53 degrees. It's like, so they have to heat it, but it's always freezing cold.
Yeah, it's a little too cold for me.
I actually heard from somebody up in that area who lived a couple miles there, and they actually said that there's actually a lot of people that want to work there because the pay's good and the benefits are good. Yeah.
Well, in this case, though, because in just looking it up, Obama vowed, to your exact point, he did vow to fix it. The problem was he ended up, they wanted to computerize it. They've all known about it. He ended up hiring 200 more people.
Mm-hmm.
So created, you know, more bureaucracy, if you will, because everything is manual, and they've said we can't add the computers, and so they just added 200 more federal employees to help with all of this. And so at this time of the Washington Post article, and this is like more than a decade ago, they're saying each claim they process is $108 just to process the claim because of the person power, if you will, the manpower. So the total spending on this, I guess it's $55.8 million they spent just to add the 200 extra people more than a decade ago.
Jesus.
I mean, the maintenance of this is crazy.
Right. And there were stories too with the elevator not working properly. Well, at like
this, yeah, it's a mind shift. Does it go down 200 feet?
It's like our parking garage.
If you want to see, if you want to, you know, access something, and the elevator's not working that day, you're SOL.
Right, and I'd be okay with it not working if it doesn't send me down. I would not be okay if I'm already down there wrapping up my shift.
It's creepy,
and it won't bring me back up.
There are people who swear it's haunted.
Do we?
There are all these stories, you know?
Phil, I know we played it. I think we played it late in the show yesterday. Phil, do we have that video from yesterday? The video of them actually, you know, down there. Because they did, like, a documentary on it or something like that.
They did, but they have the company that runs it that, you know, we paid to lease it from.
Yeah.
They created one of those professional... Sometimes I do these, you know, where I'm like, I wish I would have had that gig. Because you know, for a company, you do the professional tour of the thing.
Yeah.
So they have that guy.
What is it? So are we
Iron Mountain.
Here. What are we?
We provide services. We'll store... Nick Cale will store your mother-in-law's...
Here, let's roll it.
Historic documents.
Or her carcass.
Stop.
So there, if you're watching right now, you can see it on YouTube. YouTube.com/at1210WPHG. Actually, can you turn on the video? Or can you turn on the audio? Like, I'm dying to hear what they... There we go.
There it is.
The Western Pennsylvania facility is a city underground. It has many of the same things that a city would have. It has fire and rescue teams and a store.
It's an entire city.
It's a community.
Yeah.
To last 72 hours without having to refuel. As we go further and further into the labyrinth, which is the facility, we reach the data center portion.
Yeah, I don't know, guys, about working
here.
Like,
there's barbed wire on top of the fence.
Yeah,
the data center. These challenge
if
points,
something happens,
and these extra
that's
gates,
that's
yeah.
trap
with security and compliance.
Although, too, if you know, nuclear war or the end of the world happens, you're pretty safe down there.
Right, that's where Bill Gates is going to hide.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Yeah. And all the wealthy
weather
people.
Weather protection and the ambient temperature of 53 degrees helps the facility
53 degrees.
Iron Mountain works with our customers to design the space of their needs.
Are you guys watching Severance on Apple Plus?
Yes.
No.
This reminds me of that, doesn't it?
Steel wall.
Well, Dan Borowski said yesterday, Monster Inc.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one that he played.
For each of the power feeds that are overhead, powered with Starline bus, behind it are UPSs, separate UPSs, separate generators, and then separate power feeds coming from our grid.
Well, how come they have all of this fencing?
I know.
You're like, well, they can shut
just,
the doors on you.
Let's kill the audio if you could, Phil. I was just going to ask, with all the fencing and then the barbed wire, if somebody that's not supposed to be in there has reached that point where they've gotten to the fence with the barbed wire, I mean,
because they're
going to
close you off with like the flesh-eating monster thing, they're going to close you off, and then you'll be like, well, cheese against that grate.
A lot of great questions here on the YouTube chat. Lisa asks, are there no stairs to get out? Like,
no.
What if the electricity fails?
Yeah. I thought when there's a fire, avoid the elevators and take the stairs.
If there's a fire, head for that underground. There's a huge underground lake.
Yeah.
And it looks all eerie and green.
You think they have a liquor store down there?
Well, that's what Road Warrior just asked. He says,
no.
I wonder if they're shopping, like liquor store, snacks, anything. Nothing.
I listened to the whole stinking promotion. Because I want to approach them and go, you know, I could do a better job than that guy. I'll do your promotion.
You should broadcast from there permanently.
But no, seriously, because it's so secure, they can't have people unless they have the top government security clearance.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, let's say you want pizza or whatever, they have to get the pizza delivered to the top. Then somebody who is a federal employee with the clearance goes down that elevator, the shaft elevator.
Could you imagine being the
pizza's so cold by then?
Imagine being the DoorDash guy for that delivery.
Where do you have to go? So you have to go down this mine shaft, okay? Go down about 200 feet.
Just leave it at the gate and get the hell out of here.
Run. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. 855-839-1210. By the way, the FBI has sent out a warning, folks. A warning for all iPhone and Android users to immediately do the following should you be on the receiving end of it. What is it? We will tell you after the news on Kale & Company. 7 o'clock or coming up next. Stay right there.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, how much I love the work the Chapman family team has done in my home. Just beautiful job replacing windows, doors. You know by now, if I needed new windows or doors or siding, I would only trust the Chapman team. But you may not realize, you may not have heard me talk about this, that Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding can also replace your old roof. Yes, they have you covered, literally. So family-owned and operated, Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they've been around for more than 30 years, and they have more than 240 Google reviews, which speak to their reputation for quality, high-quality workmanship, customer service as well. They spend the time to understand your needs and educate you on all your options. They also have financing available right now, which can really leverage to make your new roof or other remodeling project a reality. So whether you or somebody you know are, you're looking for a new roof, windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices, just give them a call. You can text 610-431-8898. That's 610-431-8898. You can take that virtual tour online, chapmanwindowsdoors.com, chapmanwindowsdoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.